Okay, very good. Well, let's bring on our first guest today. We are excited to have with us Pam O'Brien.
Time.
First time. She is the executive editor of Fitness Magazine.
You think she'll come back?
Well, hopefully. Maybe if I don't let you talk that much, maybe if I can let her talk, maybe we'll get her on again. But we're real excited. Pam, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, now the new issue is out, and
yes.
I got to tell you, love the cover. I'm a big fan of the covers of your magazine. On the cover, yeah, absolutely. Chelsea Hightower. Yeah, no, every time I look at these magazines, they're always beautiful women. But the thing that comes across is they're fit. This is like
who's on the cover?
Chelsea Hightower from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, we always look for cover models who are fit. That's sort of the overriding priority.
So I'm out.
Out. Oh, well. But it's really, I mean, that's what our readers are expecting, and we want to get across the idea that you can look great, healthy, fit, happy. It kind of all goes together.
Now, do you think there'll ever come a time where, you know, because there's kind of been a shift now in the modeling industry where, you know, they're trying to get away from the waif-like thin models to, like, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, you think that chick from Precious is going on your cover?
No. I don't mean the person from Gabrielle Sidibe. No, Sidibe.
I can't say her name.
No, I'm talking more of women that may not be perfect,
right,
but may have some imperfections. And do you think there'll ever come a time where they'll put that on magazine covers where women are, you know, they're not the absolute, you know, perfect body, but it'll be somewhat
like
kind of like the fat guy,
right? Like a 6 instead of a 10.
No, I think we are starting to see that already with covers. You know, you see more people who look real, people who aren't a size 0, as a lot of models are. I mean, I think that's what readers want nowadays. They want to see people who look more like them, but yet also look great, because you want something, you know, to aspire
attainable.
To.
You want something that's attainable.
Right,
because sometimes when you see someone and they look so fit, you're like, forget it. I'm never I can't look at that. That's never going to happen for me.
Exactly.
So now, Pam, tell us a little about yourself. Tell us, and in terms of the culture at Fitness Magazine, is it like everybody is like running around with, like, you know, got to go to the gym. I got barely enough time to do the magazine. Everybody's like running around doing
exercises. They're walking with those dumbbells all
the
time.
Dumbbells. Yeah, like there's workout stuff all over the place. Is that what it's like?
There is a lot of workout stuff around here. We have this huge room just filled with workout equipment, all kinds of things from stability balls and kettlebells and dumbbells and yoga mats. I mean, pretty much everything that you can imagine.
So is it like a gym? Is it like the Fitness Magazine?
It's not really like a gym. I wish that it were, because we don't have big pieces of equipment because we don't have the storage space.
Right.
We use a lot of those sort of tools, like bands and balls and all that kind of stuff, for our photo shoots.
Right.
So the stuff that you see in the magazine when you look at our workouts, we keep all of that on hand here and in every different color you can possibly imagine, so that when we do our shoots, we can just go into our closet and pick things out.
Now, what about a kitchen? Is there a big kitchen? Like, is there cooking going on there as well? Are you guys doing the recipes for the...
New York City. What kind of space do you think
they have? They can't be that big. It can't be that big.
The space is an issue, obviously, as it is when you're in New York. What we do for our recipes is we work with recipe developers who work very hard to come up with healthy but still super delicious food. And if you look at our recipes, you'll see these things look all fantastic every single meal. Like, you just open the magazine, you're like, wow, I got to try that.
Right.
But they're, you know, they're really working hard to make sure everything fits our calorie guidelines, is filled with healthy nutrients, doesn't have too much fat, has fiber, protein, all those things. So they develop the recipes for us. We try everything to make sure it, A, tastes good and is definitely as healthy as it should be.
Right.
And then we prepare everything. We actually do shoot food. We have a photo studio in our building. So we shoot all the recipes here. We make everything and then shoot.
You shoot and eat, right?
Yeah,
you got to shoot it and then you got to eat it. Now, Pam, is there a lot of pressure on you being the editor for the magazine to, you know, when you show up in the morning, do you have to, you know, let's say you feel like stopping in at McDonald's and getting something.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't bring that stuff into the office. You kind of throw that stuff
away. Is that a firing offense?
Yeah, right. Is that firing offense?
You wouldn't get fired for that. But actually, we really believe in everything in moderation. So we never tell people, don't deprive yourself of things. If you love McDonald's, you should have McDonald's. You just can't eat it all the time.
Right.
You know, you should still enjoy the foods that you really love, but be sensible about it. So we definitely have our days when, yeah, Dunkin' Donuts might show up, for instance,
right,
or maybe there's ice cream tasting. I mean, we're also in the position where, because we cover a lot of food, food companies are always sending us stuff, and it's not necessarily always healthy stuff. So sometimes somebody sends ice cream, and, well, you're not going to let all that ice cream go to waste, so we'll put out a big call and say, hey, there's a ton of ice cream, come down and try it.
Right.
We also have other magazines here.
Oh.
Our sister publications. So we'll tell them, too. So there's a lot of people.
After you're
stuff.
Finished eating it, then you say whatever's left.
Then
you call
them. For the leftovers, right?
That's great. That's really good. Now, do you guys get the chance to do the activity, some of the workout things, do you get to do them as a group together at the magazine? Or is it just kind of
whoever's writing it
does it, and that's it?
Well, our fitness director and our fitness editors definitely test everything, but they are all the time putting together group classes where we'll all go and test like some great new spinning workout or whatever it might be. So yeah, that happens a lot. It can be a little bit of a challenge because, you know, when you're working on a monthly magazine, you have deadlines. We also have a website we're working on, and we're developing apps and all these things. So sometimes it's hard to get everybody's schedule free at the same time. But we do it on a pretty regular basis, and it's really fun.
Is there anything out there we should know about? Any hot class or something going on?
There's a lot going on right now with spinning, all kinds of really crazy new things, like bikes that are sort of unbalanced, so you are really challenging your core, trying to stay upright as you're spinning.
Really?
Or like the whole soul cycle idea, if you've heard of soul cycle.
No, tell us about that. Soul cycle?
So they have, yeah, it's called Soul Cycle, and it's a chain in New York that's a big spinning chain. But, you know, with spinning, you're working your lower body, so what about your upper body? So
right.
Now what they do is they hang resistance bands from the ceiling. So while you're spinning, you also do a resistance band workout with your arms.
How do you hold on? What are you holding on to?
The bands.
You're doing the bands? Man, that's got to be
cool.
Yeah, that is a good workout, let me tell you.
Have you tried that? Have you actually done it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Is
that
Soul, S-O-L-E, or S-O-U-L?
S-O-U-L.
Oh. Is it?
So that's hugely popular right now.
Now, what kind of music do they play with that, Pam? Is it?
It sounds like Cirque du Soleil. You need like some.
No. They're doing
music.
Those really kind of like funky playlist things where they, you know, the all the gyms put together those great remixes,
right.
That you can never find yourself.
Exactly.
You go to the gym and you hear it, and you're like, "Wow, that is so
that
great.
Was perfect." It's like, yeah, forget it.
But it keeps you really pumped up, so you keep going.
Now it seems like they have DJs on staff at these
gyms
because
the
music's so important.
Yeah, the music is hugely important. Yeah, they employ people whose jobs it is to pick out the music.
Now, one of the things I noticed, Pam, about the magazine is there's a ton of information. Like,
there's
like,
and it's lots of blurby stuff.
Yeah,
I
blurby
like
stuff. Yeah, it's like, it's quick. You're in, you're out. You're not stuck. You're like, you never
it's
open
like
and go, there's a 14-page article.
It's like a white paper.
Rolling Stone,
you know,
article.
Right.
It's the ultimate interview. It's like, there's little, you know, quick. Is that what the readers want? Is that what they demand?
Yeah, that's really what they're looking for. I mean, they're coming to the magazine for basically service information, workouts, information about diet or their health. And they want to, I mean, they often don't have time to sit and read 14-page stories on things and look for the nuggets of, oh, here's what I need to do or here's a health tip. They kind of want it right there in front of them.
Right.
In a way that's really easy to use. So that's how we try to deliver it up for them. Because we know everybody's super busy. And, you know, there's just so much information out there. Sometimes you need somebody to go through it all for you and say, okay, here's what you need to know and here's what you need to do to sort of curate the information for you and cut through the clutter.
Right. You know,
so that's what we do, yeah.
Yeah, because on the show here, we just try to clutter. That's our thing. We do it a little different.
Cluttering's fun.
Now, Pam, with this is actually a great magazine for guys to buy, especially guys that are single. Because because now, really, you know, when you're single and you're dating another girl, you need to know about how she works out. And you have to kind of fit your workout into their workout. And there's probably information in here about, you know.
So you think you get points?
It's kind of like dating. I used to always love those magazines like Madame Claire or some of these other magazines.
Marie Claire.
Oh, Marie Claire? Is that what it is?
Marie Claire.
You were combining Mademoiselle.
Mademoiselle. And
yeah, right.
I don't know, but they always have information about, you know, a lot of great little tips that guys don't know about. So maybe
it's like insider information.
Yeah, insider information about what to know about when you're dating a girl, you know,
in terms of
what they work out with.
Now, well, and a lot of the workout tips apply to men and women, honestly. I mean, you could do the workouts in our magazine for sure.
Well, he could.
They're going to, you know.
I couldn't.
It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl.
Did you want to ask Panelli your question, your in Moronic fitness question? You know, I don't know if you heard before coming on the show.
I know you're the editor, but are you like a fitness guru, Pam?
I wouldn't call myself a fitness guru. I, you know, try to live a very fit and healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, so
but
she's not going
to. All right. So anyway, but anything that's in the new issue that you wanted to tell our listeners about that they find really interesting. Any new tips? Anything about the Chelsea Hightower leg workout? Anything information?
Yeah, the Chelsea Hightower is interesting because, you know, Dancing with the Stars is going to be back on in a couple of weeks, and we just found out that Chelsea's going to be partnered with Michael Bolton this year.
Oh, you're kidding me!
No, that's who her partner is going to be. So that should be interesting.
Man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty fit guy. I
think he can
pretty
still
fit
move.
Guy.
Nah.
Yeah, and I bet he's a good dancer too.
He, you know what? He opened up for Bob Seger. I went to see him back in the 80s, and he opened up in the middle of the audience. He just came out in the middle of the audience with the lights on him. He was fantastic. It was really good. This is when he was a rocker, not the contemporary adult music Michael Bolton. So
right, right. The old Michael Bolton.
Right. Exactly. The old Michael Bolton. So
it's kind of cool that now we know who her partner will be. And, you know, she shared with us a lot of the behind-the-scenes moments that go on at the show, which is kind of interesting. Like the fact that the dancers, like herself, I mean, they have to decide everything. So
right.
They do the choreography for every dance. They pick the costumes. They pick the music. Like everything falls on them. So it's an enormous amount of pressure.
Really? On the dancers?
People don't realize. Yeah, on the dancers.
You're kidding me.
All of that is up to them.
Wow.
Which I had no idea. So I thought that was sort of interesting.
That is really. I would think that they have a whole a cast of people.
Yeah.
That are just,
yeah, they'd have
doing
helpers.
Everything.
Absolutely.
That's
an
extremely popular show. It's crazy.
Yeah, right. So she said, you know, you feel a lot of pressure doing it. It's great, but it every single week it's very anxiety producing, which I can imagine it would be. But she talks about, too, what a great workout dancing is and how it tones every single part of your body,
right.
Which obviously it does. And, you know, the fact that so many people are now into dance, I mean, she's really excited about that because she's been a dancer since she was 2 years old.
Right, right.
So she's really an interesting woman, and she shared with us her workout, her sort of do-anywhere moves because she's on the road a lot when she's not on the show. She's traveling and going to different dance competitions and things. So she spends a lot of her life living in hotels.
Right.
So she needs moves that you can sort of do anywhere. So we give her workout in the book, and it's something you can do at home or if you're traveling or wherever you are.
Yeah, and Dancing with the Stars is such a popular show. And now, do you get a chance to actually sit down with Chelsea at all, or any of the people that get on the cover of the magazine? Do you actually interact with them much?
Yeah, I mean, we do when we, you know, book them for the cover, and then often either our writer and sometimes the editors, too, will go to the photo shoot.
Right.
Where, you know, in Chelsea's case, for instance, she was sort of dancing around the set, which was really cool, and we were leaping in the air and doing all these great things.
Cool.
So you get a chance to meet with them and see what they're really like, and it's fun, too, because you see, like, what do they eat when they're at the photo shoot, and who do they bring with them, and what are they wearing when they show up, just all those little behind-the-scenes
right. Right.
That are kind of like fun to know.
Yeah, yeah, sure. That.
So what does she eat?
She was very sort of particular about what she eats. A lot of them are really. There are a lot of them who don't want to eat too many carbs. You know,
right.
They don't want any sweets. Obviously, they're like, give me grilled chicken. I want green tea. A lot. They all love green tea and grilled chicken for some reason.
Green
that
tea
seems
and
to be a staple across the board. Yeah. And if they're sandwiches, they might have a sandwich, but they take the bread off.
Right.
You know, they're very sort of disciplined about what they eat.
Well, or so they are in front of other people at
home.
Well,
and if you were being photographed in a bikini and on the cover of a magazine, I
would love that.
Pretty particular.
Pam, if we get the fat guy photographed in a bikini on the cover of your magazine, I'd pay a lot of money to you. I promise
really?
You.
Really? Okay.
I'm telling you, that would really make my day.
That'd be your dream come true.
Oh, unbelievable. That'd be so fantastic. Well, the new issue is out for Fitness Magazine. We really appreciate, Pam, you coming on the show today. And we look forward to talking to you.
How was it, Pam? You think you'll
come
back?
Yeah, how was
it? Oh,
it was
fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Yeah, I'd love to come back.
Awesome. We'd love to have you back. And is there a website we can tell people to go to? Fitnessmagazine.com.
That's right. Fitnessmagazine.com.
Fitnessmagazine.com. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, and we look forward to seeing you for the next issue.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
All
have
right,
a great
take
day.
Care.
Check out Fitness Magazine. That was Pam O'Brien, the editor for Fitness Magazine. Check out the new issue, Fitness Magazine, with the cover, Chelsea Hightower's on the cover. And I can't wait to get the fat guy on the cover of this magazine. That would be so fantastic. Lee, wouldn't that be great if we had you on the cover of that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Man. Also,
set the date.
You got to really. Now you got to get into that haggler shape if you want to get on the cover.
If I was on that cover, you know it. That would be my new job.
Exactly. Also, when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. It is available next week.
Right now.
No, I think August. Oh, yeah. It's September.
Yeah.
Oh, it's available now.
Amazon.